This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back in the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, I don't know if you guys watched football this last week. It was weird, as we discussed. It was just different. Not seeing fans, hearing fake screams in the background, right? Fake crowd sounds. Tom Brady not playing for the Patriots. Cam Newton, now is quarterback of the Patriots. Tom Brady playing for the Bucks. I've never seen a full Buccaneers game in my life. I still haven't, but I turned into Fox to watch Tom Brady, right, Gronkowski, on the Bucks, and it was, unfortunately, it kind of hurt to watch because, you know, you could see him disappointed and you saw expletives come out of his mouth and he didn't seem to be that happy, except he did score the first touchdown since he was on the Bucks. That was pretty cool, but we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how I think people are really underestimating what the U.S. population is. And how we feel right now as we're coming into the fall of election season. So the NFL apparently had some rough ratings, okay? And Fox did really, really well with the Bucks and Saints game because everybody wanted to see Tom Brady. I think they actually had some of the highest viewership for a while. But the Chiefs-Texans game, down, I think, 12%. Sunday night football with the Cowboys down, and I don't know why, because, you know, the Cowboys are awesome. I love the Cowboys. But when you see viewership, and NFL's been already having issues with ratings, you know, especially since 2016 and when Colin Kaepernick started to use, you know, the Star Spangled Banner as a platform for, you know, his discontent, you know, with the country, et cetera, it starts to kind of change. You know, how people look at football. And I get very, very frustrated that politics is so much in our lives. Politics is in healthcare. Politics is in television. I mean, I go to football to escape politics. And I get there's bad things happening. We got hurricanes. We have, people getting shot. We have, I mean, I get that there's a lot of things. There's still racism. I get that. But when you're a advertiser, or when you're an entity, okay, that needs to make money and needs to employ people and needs to donate and do charitable things, and you need to continue to make money and be a force that you've been, you might want to rethink how much you're going to infuse politics into that. Now, one of my favorite TV shows is Will and Grace. I love Will and Grace. Will and Grace, one of probably on my top 10 list of TV shows ever. But when they made a comeback and they relaunched, every single episode, they, you know, started to rip on Donald Trump. Now, whether you like Trump or hate Trump, for those of us that go to Will and Grace, again, we're trying to escape. And so I can't watch television without there being some sort of political, you know, comment or dig or something. I can't watch football. I can't, even listening to music. You know, you listen to music, oh, that's a great song, and all of a sudden they just start ripping on somebody. And you know, it's... I don't think people in marketing or business totally get that there's a huge population out there that isn't thinking about politics all the time. Have you guys watched the commercials during the hockey games and during football? I don't know if you guys, you know, have watched a lot of sports, but you see the same commercial keep playing, because what that means is they have less advertisers. Obviously, we're in a huge recession, possibly depression, going into a depression. You don't have a lot of advertisers, so they seem to keep playing the same commercial. And I'm noticing that almost every commercial is now putting something in politically. And so, you know, and we might agree with it. I mean, you know, we might, you know, agree with, okay, right? You know, we all need to love each other, no racism, whatever. They don't understand that there's a huge population that is going to start to rebel against always being hit with something political. And I don't understand why media forces and people who are you know trained and you know adept in marketing don't understand that if people are watching TV, they're watching for an escape. I mean, if we're watching news, if we're watching CNN or Fox News or MSNBC, we're going for the politics. Well, honestly, we were trying to go for news, and that all went away. Now it's just politics. I don't even know where you go for news now. But that's where you would advertise that. But if somebody's watching sports, but that's not what they're doing. I don't know if they're doing it to sell a product because they think somebody is sitting there with a political agenda and wanting to make sure that all the check marks are done. I think they're doing it because they are afraid of the backlash. I mean, the reason why I said football season seemed weird, and you know what's been happening all along is, I think people are so scared of PR. People are so scared that somebody is going to accuse them of not, you know, pushing the narrative and you know, propagating, you know, the political fervor that's going on, that they're going to lose customers, and they're losing customers in the process. You know how many times, you know, people say, gosh, I wish I could just, you know, not watch news, or can I just, you know, skip through the commercials? We're starting to get that way. And so once the NFL, you know, felt like they had to make, you know, a political stand, and I get it. I get how the players need to make a political stand. But they might want to see that we have a huge population, millions of people, that don't want to watch the Oscars and hear somebody rip on Trump. Or, you know, don't want to, let's say, you know, like a medical show. I mean, you know, if these medical shows were like, well, you know, it's because, you know, we had Obamacare and, you know, because we have high deductibles and all, people would stop watching. Nobody wants to hear about Obamacare. Everybody knows Obamacare had issues. Everybody knows our healthcare system has issues. You can't have an entertaining show where that just keeps, you know, you're flogged with it over and over again. We're coming into an election and we're already exhausted and super saturated and oversaturated with politics. I mean, we have politics coming out our retroperitoneums. We have politics coming out of everywhere, and we're kind of sick of it. And so for any of you companies or entities that just spent $5.1 billion on a stadium, you might want to, you know, you might want to just rethink some of your marketing strategy, because, yeah, there are things that are happening in the world, and there's bad things that are happening. And, you know, we do need to take time and have a moment of silence and all that. But, I mean, every single aspect of our lives is being infused with this. And I think you have a huge population that's saying they're done. They're done with movies. They're done with Hollywood. They're done with sports. They're done with it all. 1-877-DOC-TOM.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So we were talking about how Ahern Reynolds, or Don Ahern, who owns Extreme Manufacturing, was possibly going to get fined because he allowed President Donald Trump to hold a rally on in his venue indoors because it's about 100 degrees outside. And he is being fined $3,000 for violating coronavirus prevention mandates imposed by the governor. Henderson officials, because it took place in Henderson, which is a suburb southeast of Las Vegas, Henderson officials told Extreme Manufacturing owner Donald Ahern that the event that drew thousands of people to a warehouse in suburban Las Vegas violated Governor Steve Sisolak's coronavirus emergency directives. Now, the directives, I live in Nevada, so we can't have gatherings larger than 50 people. We have to require social distancing of at least 6 feet, mandate masks or face coverings in public to prevent the spread of COVID. If not, not only could we face fines, we could face losing our business license. Now, Ahern's attorney, Michael Vann, acknowledged receiving a notice from the city and said Ahern will decide whether to challenge it. He has 30 days. He said it's interesting that if it's a demonstration, it's okay. If it's a rally, it's not okay. And he's casting the dispute as a First Amendment fight. He said there's just inconsistent application of the declaration. Now, I believe in Reno, when Donald Trump was in Northern Nevada, they called the rally a protest so they could still convene an assembly. And you know, someone's not lying. I mean, where is the consistency where you're allowed to protest and you're allowed to have hundreds or thousands and you're allowed to have, you know, people in close proximity and whatever. That's okay, but not, you know, not something, you know, for politics, not a political, you know. And it'll be very interesting to see what happens if Joe Biden tries to have a rally, what the governor, wherever he's at, would do. So Ahern, I know the family, nice family. Ahern owns Ahern Rentals, and I believe they also own a hotel. And they have a separate lawsuit against Sisolak after being fined more than $10,000 for hosting an evangelicals for Trump. Evangelical, sorry. And you're an evangelist? See, it should be evangelist for Trump, but so I apologize. And he hosted a rally and a separate beauty pageant last month because he has a new renovated casino-turned-convention hall. And so Governor Sisolak had an interview on CNN's Aaron Burnett. He accused Trump of knowingly violating coronavirus directives, endangering Nevada residents. So Sisolak said he knew what the rules were. He chose to show callous disregard in a reckless, selfish, irresponsible way. There's no other way to put it. He added that it was, quote, absurd for him to think that the rules didn't apply to him. Now, Trump campaign spokesman Tim Murtaugh on Monday called the rally crowd great Americans who supported their fellow citizens and wanting to hear from the President of the United States. And Ahern was given a warning. He was warned verbally and in writing before the event. And a business compliance officer observed 6 violations amounting to fines worth $500 each because most of the crowd decided not to wear masks. Well, we understand masks were passed out, but the crowd didn't want to wear masks. Now, I have to admit, as a business owner, that is the most difficult aspect of all of this. You're supposed to mandate masks and kick somebody out, basically, if they don't want to wear a mask. Yet the average business establishment doesn't have 6'2" ex-military or ex-law enforcement security detail. The average, you know, restaurant, salon, whatever, has young women that are about 110 pounds, 5'2". And so we've talked about this. How do you, you know, enforce something when, you know, people don't want to? And, by the way, you don't have to wear a mask if you have a medical condition. So how are you supposed to, without violating HIPAA and getting into somebody's business, you know, try to understand if they have a medical condition, preventing them from wearing a mask, while at the same time kicking them out of your you know, place of business without getting fined? It's kind of a mess. All the while, protests are going on with people not social distancing and not wearing masks. So, you know, where's the consistency? So, there's, unfortunately, this inconsistency and this hypocrisy. I don't know if you guys heard what happened in Ohio. So, September 11th obviously means a lot to us, means, you know, different things to different people depending on their age. And a lot of these young kids don't, you know, didn't, you know, experience what we might have experienced. But, you know, having learned about September 11th and, you know, learning what our first responders have done and what our first responders continue to do, whether they're firefighters, police officers, or whatever, there was a, some football players that wanted to, on September 11th, show their support. You know how football players are showing their support for Breonna Taylor and George Floyd and, you know, to end racism? They wanted to show their support for, you know, September 11th, the first responders. They got suspended. Players Brady Williams and Jared Bentley asked permission to carry the flags, which are, they're the thin blue line, thin red line flags, meant to express support for law enforcement and firefighters at the start of their game. Since September 11th is Patriot Day, September 11th tonight is Patriot Night. They were told not to. And they carried them on the field, and now they're suspended. So Little Miami local schools, they said, is saddened to see the story take such a negative turn. While we understand these students' desires to show their support of our first responders, they did not obtain permission from district officials. Administrators must act when students break the rules. So do they have rules allowing people to sit out of the national anthem, but there's no rules to show support of your firefighters who are fighting, you know, deadly fires now for weeks? You know, who's making the rules, and you know, where is the fairness? The school added that it organized its Patriot Night program to memorialize the victims of 9/11. The program was already part of our pregame ceremonies on Friday, and the American flag is the first thing through the tunnel every Friday night. Little Miami, they said, always has, always will, support our first responders, our veterans, and all who sacrifice to maintain our freedoms. Community members are planning to rally around the two students at their next home game to show support for their actions. So, and I know some people are like, well, you know, they need to know how to follow rules. They need to. Okay, kids aren't understanding. Our youth is not understanding that you need to be on one side to be okay. And if you're on the other side, you're not going to be okay. And that's not something kids understand, okay? Kids understand if there are rules, you follow the rules. I mean, I had to explain to my kids with the mask mandates, you can't go, you know, you can't gather, you can't do that, you know, you can't, you know, be in groups, sorry, no parties, you're not going to be able to, we're not going to have graduations, you know, for your friends, we're not going to, you know, all the while I'm telling them this on TV, right, about, you know, 5 miles from my house, there's a whole big rally and a protest. And how am I supposed to, as a parent, how am I supposed to, as a community leader or as a physician or whatever, say, look, you know, the rules don't apply. How, you know, and even with COVID, don't wear a mask. Guys, you know, you don't necessarily need a mask. A mask is going to help. Oh, you know what? Now wear a mask. I think the world is seeing that it's very hypocritical and everything is very politically driven. And we've talked, I just spoke about how, you know, politics is infused in everything. But it almost seems like certain, shall we say, attention to first responders or firefighters is allowed if it's only orchestrated from the powers that be. So you have leniency if you're liberal. But if you are a liberal or neutral or a conservative who wants to show support for your first responders, firefighters, police officers, it has to be on their terms. I don't get it. There is a school, and this report came over. I need to find it. I believe it's University of Chicago, where they are only going to accept applicants. This is their English department. They're only going to accept applicants interested in working, quote, in and with Black Studies. Now, Black Studies is a fascinating topic, degree, great classes, but you have a department that said, we are not going to accept you if you're not going to major, minor, incorporate that into your studies. So it's, again, you know, where's the flexibility? Where, you know, people are making rules, and if you did that, saying, look, we're only going to accept you if you study white studies, that'd be closed down for racism. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dozens of people are dead and the fires continue to rage in several western states, especially in California. President Trump visiting there yesterday, viewing some of the devastation. And then this morning, he disagreed with the assessment of California officials that climate change is driving the devastating wildfires. Trump telling Fox and Friends this morning he believes poor forest management is to blame.
You have forests all over the world. You don't have fires like you do in California. You know, in Europe, they have forest cities. You look at countries, Austria, you look at so many countries, they live in the forest. They're considered forest cities, so many of them. They don't have fires like this, and they have more explosive trees.
Hurricane Sally closing in on the Gulf Coast, where forecasters say it could pour more than 20 inches of rain on some areas. And this is USA Radio News. Some breaking news out of Louisville, Kentucky, where a lawyer for Breonna Taylor's family confirms there's a settlement that's been reached between the family and the city 6 months after Taylor was shot dead in her home by Louisville police. Lawyer Sam Aguilar says it includes a lot of money, though he won't say exactly how much, and it also calls for a number of police reforms. The known death toll remains at 36, with people still missing as wildfires race across the west. Firefighters struggling with renewed high winds and low humidity since yesterday morning. President Trump visited California, where most of those deaths have occurred, and millions of acres of land have been scorched. And he said during the visit, western states, especially California, could reduce fire risk with stronger forest management.
Good, strong forest management, which I've been talking about for 3 years with the state, so hopefully they'll start doing that.
Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, you just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, University of Pittsburgh scientists have made kind of a big breakthrough. They have isolated a biomolecule that will neutralize the coronavirus. It neutralizes the virus, SARS-CoV-2, that causes COVID-19 by blocking it from entering cells. This is very cool. See, I don't know if you guys are into Star Wars and, you know, into ballistics and military and things like that, but on a medicine level, this is total strategy. This is all, you know, to me, military, it's fantastic. It's really, really cool stuff. But people think it's medicine, so it's boring. Very exciting stuff. The antibody component is 10 times smaller than a full-sized antibody and has been used to create a drug known as AB8 for use as a therapeutic drug. Researchers have found that AB8 is highly effective in preventing and treating SARS-CoV infection in mice and hamsters. So hopefully this could be used in humans. So this comes out of the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine. Oh, and congrats to the Steelers also yesterday. By the way, I thought that Giants kind of held their own. That Jones quarterback, I don't know much about him. He didn't do that bad, but let's get back to University of Pittsburgh. All right, so they think they've made a huge breakthrough. They've isolated the smallest biological molecule that we have right now in our, you know, in our medicine bag to help fight coronavirus. So this AB8 being 10 times smaller than a regular full-size antibody apparently has enough punch to prevent the SARS infection or the SARS virus from entering into cells. Now, it doesn't bind to human cells. So if it only interferes with the virus, which is good because we don't need we don't need something that starts to mess with the cells. So they think this could be very preventative. They say AB8 not only has potential as therapy for COVID-19, but could be used to keep people from getting SARS-CoV-2 infections. Now, one of you had asked me, this was a while back, as to whatever happens to any of these breakthroughs. We have had breakthroughs in cancer. We've had breakthroughs in COVID. We've had breakthroughs in so many things. And then you don't hear anything. Later, you don't hear anything about it. But that was a breakthrough. It did well in mice. It did well in some human studies. What happened? So behind the scenes, there's a bunch of different things that could be going on. You know, one is the company just doesn't have the funding to continue. They have research. They have some good data. They just don't have the money to continue. And they might go to other companies for help. And the other companies might try to make a deal that basically pushes them out or, you know, where they steal all the, I don't know, intellectual property or something like that. And so things just kind of halt. You also have, you know, many companies that say, look, let's say we do this. Will the FDA approve it? And if it does approve it, are any hospitals going to buy it? And that is a huge gamble. It's a huge gamble. See, why do you think right now you keep hearing these headlines of Donald Trump says he's going to purchase X amount of millions of vaccines? The companies, before they even have the vaccine, are trying to get written financial commitments that they're going to make their money back. And I know you guys hate it when I bring this up, but being a pharmaceutical company, it's scary stuff. I would never run a pharmaceutical company. And everybody says, oh, they make big bucks and they're loaded. I would be frightened. I am not that kind of a risk taker. There is no way I would, because there is just no guarantee in medicine. And so with all these companies, we have right now like 150 some companies that are trying to make a vaccine for COVID. And you look at that and you go, you know, 100, maybe 20 of them. I mean, let's say we use 30 of these. So you have 120. That'll be a waste of time and money. And, Godspeed. I'm glad, you know, you have all these companies working on it. But, like, with this AB8, if we don't see people, you know, if it does, you know, get to the point where we could use this for humans, is it even going to be practical? I mean, what is the cost? So they say antibodies of larger size have worked against infectious disease, have been well tolerated. So now using this smaller thing, we want to see if that's enough to, you know, be able to do the same job. They say researchers now have to find people to take the drug, maybe either by an injection or by inhalation through the nose, like we talked about with vaccines. And AB8 was evaluated by a team of scientists from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, University of Texas Medical Branch at Galveston, as well as University of British Columbia and University of Saskatchewan. And all noted how it appeared to stop the virus from entering the cells. So that's why this is getting a lot of attention, because you have tons of universities going, wait a second, this sucker works. The mice who were given the AB8 had 10 times less infectious virus than those mice who were not given the drug. Again, it's mice, You know, we talked about how we don't have enough rhesus monkeys, so they're studying on mice. And, you know, PETA, obviously, very, very concerned with our, you know, big, you know, reliance on animals to study. And that's not what we're here to debate. But, you know, finding something successful in mice many times is, and unfortunately, is our first step to figuring out if we could use it for humans. So, you know, are the cases still going on? Yeah, cases are going on. Israel is considering another. I think Israel will be going through another lockdown. COVID is still out there. You know, many people, again, saying the virus is mild for them. We still have people who have died. We're slowly sifting through the data. I don't think we're going to get the real data until after the election. I think there's a lot more, shall we say, suspicions that are going to be justified after the election, when we hear what might have, well, it depends on who wins the election. And so, whether this was over exaggerated and whether many of the, shall we say, deaths that were chalked up to COVID weren't, that were related to heart disease or pneumonia or whatever, the medical community will still want a vaccine for this. And I know a lot of pharmaceutical companies have been kind of concerned about what happens if a lot of the real truths about the virus comes out. I mean, we had a lot of people dying last winter, but we always have a lot of people dying. People die of flu, people die of heart disease, pneumonia, etc. You know, and while we're still waiting to get true numbers, I know the CDC dropped a bombshell saying, you know, about 10,000 of them might have been true COVID. It doesn't mean COVID is benign, all right, because if it did help contribute to a flu-related death or pneumonia-related death, that's still bad, you see? So we still have to approach it. We still have to have that sort of, you know, plan to fight it. Now, a study had come out talking about the amount of virus. There's been a lot of debate on, you know, the masks and, you know, about where, you know, who's getting the severe cases and who's not. Well, a study has come out that may be determined by face mask use. And a University of California San Francisco research group said that even though facial coverings might be effective in preventing droplets from being expelled into the air or preventing droplets from being breathed in, masks may have that sort of control on how to mitigate how severe an illness somebody has. They says it's likely that face masks, by blocking even some of the virus carrying droplets you inhale, can reduce your risk of falling seriously ill. The more virus you get into the body, the sicker you are likely to get. Now, we haven't talked about the amount of virus. We have acted like this whole time, that it's one little bitty baby virus that can be enough to do it. And it's true. With a lot of viruses, whether it's HIV or whatever, you know, sometimes it just takes one. Look at the amoeba that killed that boy in Florida. It takes one amoeba that can do it. But having a viral load, the more attacks you have, like the more troops that are coming in, unfortunately, the less your immune system has in terms of, you know, support, and they then have to get, split up and divided and, you know, to attack. So, you know, again, you guys keep asking me about the masks. I don't mind the masks. I'm not a big fan of how we approach the masks, but I still think they help. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, well, if you thought there's been plenty of controversy in 2020, you ain't seen nothing yet. Okay, we haven't even gotten to the mandatory flu vaccines that some states, I think Massachusetts has already mandated that there's going to be mandatory flu vaccines for kids, and New York is now considering it. And many of you have reached out to me with panties all up in a bunch. You don't like the idea of any sort of mandatory vaccine. People just don't like anything mandatory. People are just so freaked out about mandatory. They don't, you know, I mean, I kind of grew up in a structured house, you know, with, you know, having relatives who were, you know, in the police force and in the military and all that. And so, you know, how I've always kind of approached my life is, okay, you just have to brush your teeth when you get up. You just have to use toilet paper and thoroughly, okay? You can't, you know, wipe your butt halfway, okay? You got to just do it right. You have to eat vegetables throughout the day. You have to. You can't go to bed without doing your workout. I will not go to bed until I've done some sort of a workout. Maybe it's a good workout, maybe it's a small workout, but if I didn't get to do a workout that day, I can't go to bed. I can't go to bed until I brush my teeth. I can't say my prayers until I've washed my hands. I can't eat until I say my prayers. I kind of have my own little regimen going. That doesn't mean I like a politician telling me to do something. But you know what? I've been a little bit lax on fighting a lot of the mandates and the things that have happened because I get it. We're in a public health crisis and, you know, and as a doctor, I'm supposed to kind of stand with the medical community, even though I think the way we started this whole mask thing was a complete cluster. You know, you can't tell a bunch of people not to wear a mask and all of a sudden say, oh yeah, you know what, the masks are good. And then people are wearing, you know, half-assed face coverings and underwear on their face or covering their mouth with a Kleenex. And, you know, we're acting like that's going to be the end all of COVID. So, you know, I have seen some fault with it, but I'm going to bite my tongue on that. I haven't bit my tongue on how we approach the economy and closing down businesses and basically throwing us into a recession, possibly worse than a depression. That I don't agree with. That I think was wrong and a cluster in and of itself. But the only way that people think we're going to go back to normalcy is vaccines. And whether it's going to be the COVID vaccine that saves us or a soft flu virus or Donald Trump winning the presidency or Biden winning the presidency, that people can debate that all day long. But I do get a little nervous about politicians making medical decisions and forcing things to be injected into you, okay? I'm pro-vaccine. I've always been pro-vaccine. But with that, I understand that there's a 0.0000001% chance that maybe something could go wrong. And I'm pro-vaccine, but I'm also a mommy. And I vaccinated my kids. But I got to tell you, man, I was scared. I was scared. And I was like, here's my baby. And, you know, and then my first one had gotten a shot, and then he just was listless. For the next 2 days, I was scared to death. I didn't know what was wrong with him. And they were like, oh, it's just a vaccine reaction or whatever. And he was okay. He came out of it okay. And now he's acing engineering. But, as a mom, I get how you're nervous about having somebody inject something into your kids. Well, we've convinced all these moms that do it for the MMR. Do it for the polio. Do it for the pneumonia. You know, do it for the hepatitis and for the Haemophilus influenza. And, you know, and, you know, so what's another shot? Well, the problem with that is if you're going to do mandatory vaccinations, okay, that you can't just vaccinate part of the population. All right, kids are at risk for flu, but if you have part of the population getting vaccinated and part not, it kind of, I don't want to say defeats the purpose entirely, but it just doesn't, it's not going to make as much sense to people who have to make that decision for their child to have to get a whole nother vaccine. And nobody has brought up mandatory adult flu vaccination because they know that if they did, they wouldn't win their next election. So, you know, why is it that people don't like the flu vaccine, but they'll tolerate the polio vaccine or they'll tolerate the tetanus vaccine? Well, because adults have a different approach to vaccines. When you're a kid, and my mom dragged me in for my vaccines, I got my vaccines. I didn't want them. But as a kid, I didn't want the vaccines. I got that my kids didn't want to be vaccinated. They were yelling, we have to hold them down, and they didn't want to get a shot. That's not in our animal instinct to have something inject something into your body. But we got the vaccines as kids. Whew, we're done. You know how many people I talk to, grown-ups, that have gotten bit by dogs or cats or scorpion bites or bee stings, and their tetanus isn't up to date? Adult adults don't go back for their vaccines like they should. Adults are just like kids. Except with kids, you could force it. With adults, you can't. And so what's going to happen is public officials are going to test the waters with the flu vaccine. Because you know mandatory COVID vaccine is coming. Now, on the flip side, people are still waiting for the numbers. This report coming out of the CDC about the 10,000 deaths, and people have been interpreting it a variety of different ways. And, you know, I'm being asked, why would we even do the COVID vaccine if many of these deaths were not COVID-related? I am for COVID vaccination. I'm not talking mandatory, but I am for us having a vaccine for COVID, because my problem is when you die, and I've seen people die, it's not easy. It's the worst part of my job. But when you see people die, there's so many factors, so many things a part of it, so many things to blame. It could be the high blood pressure. It could be the diabetes. It could be the pneumonia. It could be the COVID. There's usually one inciting event, just like with a suicide. You know, whenever somebody commits suicide in the family or a friend, you know, you blame yourself. It's usually multifactorial. But there might be one little thing that might have pushed it to the end. That's how I look at COVID. I look at a bunch of us as not being very healthy. Hey, we got the diabetes, we got the high blood pressure, we got, you know, obesity, we have, I don't know, liver disease, kidney disease, a whole variety of things. And then all of a sudden here comes COVID. And I think it did. I think it did push people over the edge. And so, and I think in some people, it just decided to consume them. Some of us, we were able to fight it. But we had a tough time also fighting pneumonia. Tough time fighting flu. I mean, the winter is a rough time. It's the deadliest time of the year. December, January, February, deadliest time of year. So I do believe that COVID, even if it wasn't a COVID-specific, I'm a healthy person, I get COVID, it consumes me and dies, even though those numbers are probably very, very small, if you are walking around with high blood pressure or diabetes or, who knows, high cholesterol, vascular disease, a coagulopathy where you're prone to clots or something or some genetic whatever, I do believe that COVID is dangerous. I've always believed COVID was dangerous. I didn't think we had to close down the whole flipping world for it, but it was dangerous. So if there is a COVID vaccine, absolutely I'm going to tell you to get it. Because I think this virus is a pain in the ass. I think this virus is a nuisance. I think this virus is deadly. I think this virus can worsen mortality rates. Not that I'm blaming all the deaths that we've had on just COVID. I think flu was a big part of it. I think pneumonia was a big part of it. So the COVID vaccine is going to be the excuse that governors need in order to say, look, now we could open up, okay? Now I'm not being hypocritical. Now I'm not saying I was wrong. I'm not backtracking. I had to wait for a vaccine. Now that we have a vaccine, we'll reopen, but you all have to take the vaccine, because that's the problem. If the vaccine comes out, and then a governor goes, okay, well, I'll reopen, and people are like, wait a second, but nobody's even getting the vaccine. Half the country isn't getting the vaccine. See, you didn't have to close us down. So in order to keep the narrative, they might say, you have to vaccinate against COVID. You have to prove you have antibodies, but you have to vaccinate against COVID. And that's what people are worrying is coming next. And so, yeah, this AB8 coming out of the University of Pittsburgh looks really, really cool. You know, and you know, there's a lot of cool things out there, but you have a lot of distrust, and the average adult isn't as pro-vaccine as you think. So I don't know if mandatory flu vaccines or mandatory COVID vaccines are going to be taken very well, and it'll all depend on what happens with the next election. But don't be surprised if that's going to be coming next. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme extreme hardship when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true. Open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.